One person has been arrested and put before court in connection with the recent violence at Bunkurugu in the Northern Region. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the PRO of the Northern Regional Police Command, ASP Ebenezer Tete, said the arrest was as a result of public information. He therefore appealed for more of such collaboration in order to flush out miscreants behind the series of conflicts in Bunkurugu.
This person that we are talking about was arrested on Friday, age 30, Tanko, age 20, and he was arrested for his role in the clashes. Actually, he was also alleged to have killed one Baba Zoro the last time the conflict happened in the area. That was last year, April. So he was wanted for a series of crimes he has committed. He fled to Togo. So he was on the police wanted list until his arrest on Friday, which was based on the tip-off.
Has there been any more arrest concerning the unrest?
No.
And so can you tell us the situation at the moment at Bunkurugu?
The situation there, I can say, is very calm. There are some reports in the media that the place is a ghost town. This is totally false. The fact that some people, for fear of their lives, have fled does not mean the place is a ghost town. So I want to use this medium to clear the air that the place is now a ghost town. And we visited the area on Saturday. The Inspector General of Police was on the ground to meet the men and also to talk to the two feuding factions. And we spoke to both sides, and there were large crowds that gathered to listen to the IGP and his entourage.
So people are going about their daily activities without living in fear, sort of?
People may be living in fear, but that does not mean the picture must be painted as if there are no human beings in the town. The place is not a ghost town. That is the impression I want to clear. Yes, there are some people who, for fear of reprisal, have gone to neighboring towns, and majority of the people are still in the township, because what we saw is what I am trying to report to you. Majority of the people are in town, and the security are also on the ground patrolling and ensuring that anybody who do anything to affect the fragile peace that is in the area is also taken care of. That is why I'm saying that we will do everything within our means to ensure that the ambience is created for people to go about their duty without any fear or favor or